on purpose because I knew you were going to be
okay, here we go, guys. Rambam Hilchas Trumas Perek Hey Halach Chav Beis, Chapter 5, Law 22. Again, we're talking about wine and vinegar and things that are changing on us. So here's one part is a little bit review of what we had yesterday, the last time, but it's a lot of other interesting halachas. And that takes us right till the end if things change without you realizing it. Hatoyrim chavish al yam, a person separates truma from a barrel of wine or uses the barrel of wine to be the truma, al hayayin on other wines. Now, what happens? Then you weren't paying attention to this, but v'nim tzachoymitz, and it comes out that this wine was vinegar, which you're not, and that's not what his intention was. His intention was to give good wine as truma to offset the tevel wine that was there. But he finds out that it was vinegar. Question is, at what time when we find out, at what time did it become vinegar? So if we find out that it really was vinegar the whole time, even before he separated. He didn't realize it. He thought it was wine.
But it wasn't.
But then when we open it up, we say, well, it smelled, man, you could tell it was vinegar for a long time.
For the last 3 weeks.
It ain't a truma. It's not truma at all, because that's called a mistaken truma. Because he wanted to give wine. He did not want to give vinegar. And that's not like bad on the good. That's just not a truma that you wanted. However, what if we can determine after he separated it, maybe it was a few weeks until the coin picked it up, whatever it is, but we definitely know that after he separated truma, then it turned into vinegar. I raise a truma, it's a truma, because at the time that he separated it was wine, and too bad for the coin. Now, of course, I don't know what it was. Maybe the coin was late in coming, whatever, but in intrinsically, it was a good truma. But now, what if we're not sure? What? Vim Suffake. If we don't know, in other words, right now, he separated it, he thought it was wine. Yeah. Then we look a couple of weeks later, whatever, we see it's vinegar. Cool. And now we don't know what it was when he separated it. Suffake. So now we go, we have to go both ways. Number one, we're going to say Suffake, that it's Truma, and all the prohibitions of Truma are on it. But on the other hand, maybe it wasn't Truma, and then the rest is Tevel. So what do you have to do? He has to retake a different truma from somewhere else on the remaining tevel, because we don't know when that wine turned into vinegar. We don't know if it helped or not as truma.
So if you ate that food already.
What food?
Let's say.
So it's a big problem. It could be tevel. It's a suffix. It's a suffix tevel.
Right.
So we'll see. Yeah, so it's a suffix. Now, other examples similar to this idea. Someone who separates squash and squash on squash. But then afterwards you realize, now it's going to be five cases before we get to the halacha. We found that squash was bitter, and that would not be a good truma if it was the bitter squash when you took it, but we don't know. Avatiach, you separate watermelons. You find they're spoiled. Or, you find holes in them, which evidently tell us that scorpions were in her and probably put some poison in there.
Whoa.
Or, but we don't know when it happened. Number three, Tarim Chavis. You separate from a barrel, shall wine of wine. Venimsis Muguli, you find out that the opening, it was open and wasn't covered, which we know, you can't drink that stuff because snakes could drop things in. So all these cases, we don't know when it happened. We don't know when the barrel was opened. We don't know when squash got squished. You don't know when any of these things happened. So it could be it was good truma, that it happened before the thing changed, or was after, and it's not good truma. Same halacha. Truma, it is truma, but on the other hand, vayachsav yitrum, you have to give a second truma, as we said before. Now, here's an interesting halacha. So now, what do we really have here? The original truma may have been truma, may have not been truma.
Right.
The second truma you're giving is also may or may not have been truma. Just because we're giving it a second time does not actually mean it was truma. Why? What if the first one was truma? Then the second one was just a gift to the coin.
That's it.
But if the first one was not truma, that's what it is. So really both the first, and we know the coin, we know between the two trumas, the tevel's been covered, either by the first or second. Right. And between the two trumas, the coin got one truma, and I guess he lucked out, he got double, so to speak. But here's the issue now. We know that if truma falls into something else, it can make it all traumatized.
Yeah, right.
It's medamea, and it makes everything usher to eat. Biblically, it can be nullified with a rove. The Rabbanan said you need 100 times it. So now let's say now if either one of these trumas, these suffix trumas, fell into something else and you had rove. Okay, but not 100. So rove would be good, doraisa. Doraisa in rove would nullify it.
Yeah.
Rabbanan need 100. So now the question is, if any one of these two would fall into something else, but let's say one fell into one pile and one fell into another pile.
Oh, boy.
No, it's a suffix.
I know.
Since it's a suffix, so ve'ein achas mishtei midamas mitnei, neither one can wreck up another thing if it falls in because of the suffix. Because, remember, doraisa, you've been yotzei already.
Yeah.
It's only because drabbanan you need 1 in 100. And that becomes a suffix drabbanan, which is allowed. And that's why it won't mess it up. And also, what if you eat truma by mistake? You have to pay the value plus a fifth. So now, and if anybody eats any one of those two suffix trumas, doesn't have to pay a fifth because it's a suffix. And suffix motzim mechaver varaya. So he can't make him pay for a suffix. Chaf Gimel says, Kate said, let's have examples of these cases. So here they just, that last idea, we're going to give examples. So Chaf Gimel just follow up on Chaf Beis. Naflach, if either one of these suffix trumas fell al hachulin into other mundane grain food, ein amidamas, it does not make it possible. That's one thing. Now, and that's if, let's say, the first one goes in. And then let's say the second one also goes somewhere. Enough lashnil makam. And the second suffix truma goes into another pile.
Again.
Also in a medamat. It doesn't mess it up. But what if naflu shtei melachachad, both suffix trumas fall into the same chulin pile?
Now we got a problem.
Now you know for sure you got real truma there. But the question is, let's say the first truma I gave was one bushel, let's just say, and the second truma was two bushels. For whatever reason, one was a more than the other. So the question is, how much do you have to reckon against it? All right? So we'd reckon midamas biktana bishteim. You'd only take the smaller one that we'd have to reckon, and then you'd need 100 times the smaller one and not the bigger one. Because since it's a suffix, we would have to only go with the minimum amount. So you'd need 100 times the smaller amount. Because you know for sure truma's in there, but we don't know which one. So we'll say mitam suffix, you only need the smaller one. Similarly, what if a zor would eat both of those up?
Whoa.
He eats both of those trumas.
That's a
non-kohen. V'cheini mochal zor shtem, what if a non-kohen eats both of them? Mishal, he has to pay, but what does he got to pay? Well, we only know one. So mishal biktana shebishteim, he pays the value of the smaller one, v'chumsha and the half.
A fifth,
which is really a fourth. When it says a chomish, it's really a fourth at the end of the day. If it's 100 instead of 20, it'd be 25 or whatever. Now, so now the real question is, okay, so now that I got two separate trumas, what do I do with it? So what would be the best thing to do with these two? You separated one truma. You didn't give it to the kohen yet, obviously, because it got spoiled or something happened. You're not sure. Now you're separating and saying, what would be the optimal way to deal with both of these trumas? The optimal is, nosta lekohenecha, give both of them to one kohen.
Right.
That would be the best thing, because the kohen knows, and let's look a little bit more. And now this will be to the advantage of the owner who gives it away. Why? If you give two separate coins, they would keep it everything. Because they're going to say, I think it's mine, truma. They're going to say, I think it's mine, truma. But when he gives it to one coin, the homeowner can benefit. Why? V'notel min ha-kohen d'mei ha-gadola. And now he can get paid from the coin for the value of the larger amount. In other words, if he has, let's say, he took one bushel, and that was the first truma. Now they said, no, we're not sure. You have to give another one. Let's say the second one was a two-bushel truma.
Whoa.
What's he going to do? He's going to give all three bushels to the kohen, but he's going to say like this. Well, for sure, you're entitled to one. So you get the one. But nobody else can use it but the other one. So I'll sell you the other two, but at the low bargain price, basement price of a kohen buying it. Because it's not a big market on this. It's only for a kohen. So obviously a kohen will pay for it, but a smaller rate on that. So that way, the owner benefits that he doesn't have to lose the full amount of three bushels. He'll at least get a cheaper payment for at least the larger truma that is there.
You're not forcing him to give the two and do the bargain on the one.
No, because it's you only have to go to Suffolk. No, since it's a Suffolk, the coin's not entitled to more than that. So now the guy shouldn't have to give more than at least the cheaper price of selling the other two.
What if the coin says I've got enough truma, I don't want to buy anymore?
Find another coin.
He'll find a coin. He'll take both. It is a good deal.
It's a good deal.
First one is free. Free is always good.
Right.
If the coin says, I don't want it, so forget it. But if somebody wants to get a first truma for free, that's good stuff. So now you're just paying a very cheap rate for the other two. That's a good deal for any coin over there. Okay, next. Chavdalet. Now, remember we learned before that if you want, you can, let's say, take this barrel, and you can say, you know what, I got a lot of truma. A lot of crops that need to be truma taken off, and they're in different places. So I just want to take the truma always out of this barrel, so it'll help for 7, 8, 9, 10 different crops that have to be separated from.
It needs to be next to it, though, so?
Well, that's true, but let's not worry about that right now. Okay, let's just not worry about that right now. Okay, that's the chachil, but v'dieved it works, right? V'dieved it works. So now, habodek esachavis. The guy first checks the barrel. And he says, okay, my barrel is good, whatever it is. It's wine, everything's good, everything's amazing. Ve'nicha, and he says, I'm going to leave this barrel here, v'hafrisha, and I always will separate from it, shuma lacher. Shuma, but you don't have to really separate it. All you have to do is say, okay, I've got wine somewhere else, and okay, I'm going to, whatever, 2% of that wine that's in this barrel is going to be truma.
So the Galil,
he doesn't have to separate it yet. He can just keep saying, and from another crop, he says, okay, yeah, I'm going back to that barrel. He's not by that barrel over there, but he's saying, okay, now it's going to be 2% on the other vineyard. And he knows, let's say he's got, well, let's say 20 gallons in that barrel. So he knows I could probably knock off 10 fields with that. But he doesn't have to separate. He just has to allocate and say that's what it is. So he looked at the barrel on day one before he did anything. He says, everything's fine. It's all wine. And every day for the next few weeks, he keeps saying, okay, and I want 2% coming from this barrel, 2% coming from this barrel, 2% coming from this barrel, okay? Until the whole barrel becomes truma. And then it's going to be simple. You didn't give the whole thing to one coin. It makes it so much easier. And then when he was finished, let's say, with the whole thing, he goes to the barrel, he checks it, it's all vinegar. That's not good.
No, it's not good at all.
So now, what's the? How do we render the halacha? So we say like this. This is the rule of thumb. Me'esha batcha tkila. Let's say he checked it first on July 1st. He looked at it. It was wine. All right? Then he goes away, whatever. And he says, okay, July 2nd. He already gives the first on that. July 3rd, July 4th, July 5th. So like this, from the day that he knew it was wine, we give him ad shloshi yomim for the next 3 days. We know one thing's for sure. Vada yain, it's for sure wine. Wine doesn't turn into vinegar before 3 days. So whatever he gave truma on the first 3 days is for sure a good truma. Just unfortunate for the coin, that truma turned into vinegar, but the crops have been repaired, as it were. V'chol yain shechoshav osama yomim shat truma shelo b'chaviso. And any wine he used on the first 3 days that he wanted to exempt other tevel, harehu mesugan, it's repaired. Because we assume those 3 days, nothing went negative on that. After that, mikan ve'lech, after day three, suffek, it's a doubt. So let's say he did 10 different hauls, and you go separate on all of them. So guess what? You have to give now mitam safek.
Oh boy.
Every time for all the trumas that he gave from that barrel, he's going to have to give for that entire, all of those. Whoa. So therefore, now it is a good question. What about minamukov? You'd have to say it was bidiyevit.
Okay.
That's all. Because truma can be ena minamukov. So that will
That's
have to
the
be,
best way to
that
do
would
it.
Have to be the bidiyevit over there.
This would like for the levy, where you said he doesn't have to be together.
That's what I was thinking.
That's Truma's
Meiser. That's Truma's
Meiser.
But this principle would apply.
Yeah.
That would apply.
Yeah. Okay. But, now, Chafei is just saying a very simple halacha. Now, normally, you don't have to check your barrel of wine. You know, normally, if you got a barrel of wine, we assume it's okay. But there's certain times in the year where the atmospheric conditions are such that you have to check them because they're very liable. The wine will turn into vinegar very quickly, and you better check it before you do it. And these are the three times. It has nothing to do with exactly what you're doing, but we know at that season, that's the atmospheric conditions. So b'shlosha prakim tzarich livdok es hayayin, three times a year you've got to check the wine before you separate, make truma on that, because we should be very skeptical that it could, suspicious, that it could be vinegar. Shenich olifar, so you want to separate from that. Shema hechmas, so it's curdled into vinegar veil, and these are the three times of the year. Number one, bakodim shalmos echam, hachag, when the hot east winds come after Sukkot. The atmospheric conditions then are such that the vinegar, wine can turn into vinegar. Then there's another time in the season, I don't know the date over here, but Subasas Hasmodar, when the buds of the grapes start to come out. It's nothing to do with the grapes, because we're talking about wine in a thing. But that time of the year, because the atmosphere makes the buds come out, so that can wreak havoc with the wine. Similarly, Ubishas Knisas Mayim Levoser, and the times of the grapes become robust. When liquid is, the grape becomes more liquidy, so when whatever the atmospheric conditions are such, that means that that's what's making them robust, and that could mess up your wine if you have to check it. However, but what if a yain megito, freshly pressed wine, right out of the press, and it's coming out, then mafrishov, you can separate that as truma for something, and we can assume without even checking, Becheskas, we have a chazaka, shuyayin, wine, adar, being 40 days. Even if it's in these three seasons that we just mentioned, you know, at least for 40 days, fresh pressed wine is never going to turn vinegar, even in the worst of seasons. Okay. Halocha chofei. Hameniach peros lios mafrish aleim atshasa truma. Same case. A guy is separating fruits from one big container, and he wants that to go on the other truma. Just like we had the case before on Chav Dalet. His tevel all over around, and he wants that. He says on this container, the fruits are going to be the truma on that, right? At shesh the truma until it becomes truma. Now here's the point, Martin. You're not supposed to do that,
right?
Unless it's mina mokav.
This is all bidiyevet.
But im he frish, if you did separate it.
Bidiyevet.
One second, if you did, what's the letter there? Kuf ayin hey. Yes. If you did separate bidiyevet, harayim becheskas kayam. We assume it's there, and the truma's a truma. That's what Rambam was mentioning. That's why it was right. So now mitzam sha'avdu. But let's say you open it up and it's gone. That whole truma thing, nothing there.
What?
It was there 2 months ago.
What happened?
It's gone. So there, now you got a problem. And then everything you repaired has to be in doubt because we don't know when the stuff's gone. Could have been here till yesterday, till an hour ago. Could have got stolen the first day you walked away from it.
Oh my goodness.
So we don't,
does it say it's gone in Hebrew? In English it says perished.
Okay, perished. Okay, it perished. It's spoiled. Same difference. Doesn't make a difference. It got lost or it got perished. Totally spoiled. Whatever.
It says avdu, it's lost.
Well, shemalohi frishon, because maybe he didn't separate them only after they got lost. If he go, therefore, mafrish truma, you have to give a second truma on the whole lot. Me saw fake.
Whoa.
Okie dokie. Yeah. Let's call it a night. We had a late start. Finished the chapter. Next chapter is going to be a lovely chapter. You're going to enjoy it very much.
It's
going to be lovely. It's just going to discuss who is allowed to eat truma, who's not, and it's not so hard. We can do the whole chapter in one night tomorrow.